Oh, I'm drying those tears for Oppie. What was the main mission of the Opportunity rover? Why did we send it to Mars?
Okay, well, there's two parts here. I'll give you the choice. Do you want the good news or the sad news first?
Oh, give me the good news first.
Good news. Okay, well, the good news is that Opportunity completely succeeded in every one of its scientific goals going to Mars.
Amazing.
So those goals were looking for potential life, that is kind of looking for water, characterizing the geology, that is finding out what Mars is made of, looking at its climate, trying to figure out, you know, what the climate does on Mars, mm-hmm. and also prepare for potential human missions. So those were the things that it was supposed to do. And that last one was kind of a mixture of all of the top three.
Okay.
They also just wanted to push the boundaries to see how far they could get a rover, to see what they could get a rover to do. It was supposed to last for 90 days, but get this, it lasted 55 times longer than that.
Oh, my God.
It lasted for 5,498 days, going a total of about 43 or 44 kilometers in that time. It got stuck a few times with really clever engineering and problem solving, the scientists. And the rover managed to get itself unstuck. There was a huge dust storm a couple of years ago, and that's where we found ourselves now. But the good news, like I said, is that it completely succeeded in every one of its goals. And, of course, like just went just over and above, like by 55 times. What a little champion.
MVP of the rover world. I tell yeah. you what. Now, what was the sad news?
Well, obviously, the sad news is that that Opportunity has been declared, the mission has been declared over. So since about, I've got it here, June 2018 was when we kind of lost communication with Opportunity. And since August 2018, they've been trying to send communications back to it. And some of those are kind of cute, like they're sending it songs to say, you know, wake up and all that sort of stuff. And it hasn't come back. And then on February 13, which was a Valentine's Day, our time, NASA declared that the mission was over. So we've not heard from it in over 6 months. But yeah, we declared that it was over. And that's the sad news. And like you said, scientists around the world, including me, actually shed tears. Like this is amazing that a little robot on another planet has managed to bring out all of the feels in the scientists across the world.
Absolutely. I want to know if they tried the Wiggles Wake Up Jeff song, because that gets all the kids going. Yeah. How did they turn 90 days into like 15 years? How did they do that?
It's just incredible. Like it's the design of the robot. So a lot of the times, I think it's very much like, you know, under promise and over deliver.
Mm.
So NASA said to make this a successful mission, it's going to go for 90 days because that's where they get, you know, all their science done. But of course they design it to go much longer than that. So that's what they did. It just went far and beyond. But it got to the point where we're just making stuff up now. Like they had done all of that they needed to do. So then they just said, okay, we'll go over here and look at that. One of the things it found, which is really cool, is the first meteor on Mars.
Oh.
And that was by accident, right? So they sent it to go back and look at its own crash site where the heat shield was. And just near there was this rock. It was called Heat Shield Rock. Because it was a rock from a meteor near the heat shield, and it was the first one of those that they've ever found on Mars, and it was just by accident.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So they designed these things to go much further than what they say, but to be called a successful mission, it had to last for 90 days.
Oh, and
its little brother or little sister, Spirit, which you know, it found its demise a few years ago as well. It also went way beyond what it was supposed to do. These twin robots were supposed to last for about 90 days each, as we said, but they both lasted years and years longer than that, doing so much more science than we could ever possibly have imagined.
Gosh.
On Mars. So cool. It's so cool.
What was it that kind of pushed Oppie into, I don't want to call it death, but retirement? What pushed him to no longer be able to talk to us?
It was a dust storm. So a couple of years ago, there was a huge dust storm that would have covered their solar panels in dust. And without the solar panels, it couldn't regenerate any energy from the sun. So there was a few dust winds after that, and they were hoping that the dust would have been blown off the solar panels, but that didn't happen enough. Like you said at the top, the batteries are low, and the winter is coming, the dark is coming.
Winter is coming. Game of Thrones should jump on that now and start all their marketing. What happens to the rover now? What happens to Oppie? Does he just
sits there. It's actually a really interesting question. Like when we send humans to Mars, which I don't know if that's going to be very long, but it's probably, you know, a spot that we would consider to go to Mars and find opportunity, which would be so cool because it's like it's a piece of our history now. Yeah. And then the question is, do you leave it there or bring it back? So, yeah, I don't know. The future of opportunity is either on Mars, forever staying there as a tribute, or bringing it back and putting it in a museum.
Gosh.
So that's our thing.
Oh, my God.
That we're going to do with opportunity.
Yeah, not infamy, that's the wrong word. The memory and the usefulness of this robot I don't think is over yet. I feel like it's going to still be a topic of conversation for quite a while to come.
Correct. As well as that, too, we've learned so much from it that there's a few other robots on Mars right now doing even more amazing things. So there's another one that's looking at, you know, Mars quakes and, you know, what the internal structure of Mars is. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And this wouldn't have happened without Opportunity and Spirit.
What would you say was the most significant thing Opportunity did? What was the most incredible piece of science he gave us?
I think this is probably going to be different for different scientists. A geologist would give a different answer to me. But I think the most incredible thing that it's done has brought a whole bunch of people together. And like I said, this is amazing that we have scientists tearing up over a robot on another planet. Like, that's the most significant thing it's done. It's brought everyone together to remember, you know, a robot.
Absolutely.
I think that's so cool. Everyone knows of Opportunity, not necessarily the science that it did, but that it's a robot on another planet.
Absolutely.
And we put it there and we learned stuff about ourselves about that. So yeah, we can learn about Mars geology and climate, but we've learned about ourselves because here we are being emotional about it.
Absolutely, Tom.
I think that's the most significant thing.
Do you know what? I completely agree. I completely agree. We felt all the feels, as you said, for Oppie.
So many of the feels.
Oh, all of them. Tom, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. A pleasure.